Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brian Matamore with us. Brian is the author of the brand new book, 21 Days to a Big Idea, available wherever books are sold. Brian, I need your website, please.
The website, the company, the innovation agency company is Growth Engine. So our website is www.growth-engine.com.
All right. And then the books are available. You can find out more about them there. And, of course, they can buy them wherever books are sold, including Amazon, all the other online stores. We're talking about that very topic, 21 Days to a Big Idea. What's the next thing we should do?
Well, you know, after you sort of start this idea journal and keeping these, quote, random notes, reading the stimuli, and when you got if you've identified a need, then you can start applying. I've got nine different techniques in here. Once you've got some of these starting points, you know, questioning assumptions and wishing and 20 questions and the and technique and word mashing and patent prompts and trend bending and worst idea. Those are all techniques in the book that help you push the starting point, because ideas, you know, they're little babies that need nourishment.
So let's say someone's listening right now and they absolutely haven't thought about any of this before, but they think, you know, I think he's onto something, but I would like to know where my first step should be. Do I look at something I'm already doing and try to see, okay, of the 20 things that I'm doing right now, which one of these could be a big idea, or should I start with something that's totally different from me, maybe the next direction of my company? But regardless of which way, what's my first step?
Well, that's a great question, and the problem is you often don't know a big idea. We talked about this, you know, at the beginning there. Mm-hmm. Is it a small idea? Is it a big idea? The reason I wrote this book and gave myself the task of 21 big ideas is because you got to have a lot of these. You know, it's all about the quantity. Mm-hmm. So you got to just keep banging these things out. And
idea is no big idea. See, when I train salespeople, I tell them that one proposal is no proposal.
Yeah,
one prospect is no prospect.
Absolutely. And the problem with, if you have your one idea, when you do the market research on that and you get it developing and then the consumers or customers kill that thing, where are you? You're nowhere. Mm-hmm. You're depressed and you don't know what to do next. So, and you don't know what the other conversation is if you're a sales guy, just as you were saying. So you need the idea is that if you go through the process in this book and spend 45 minutes to an hour a day for, you know, over a 21-day period, you're going to have 15 to 20 big ideas, and that's the key. Quantity is the key, and it'd be great if you were passionate about it too, obviously.
Well, and the thing is what I've found, Brian, is that of the 20, let's say four of them actually could be a big idea.
Yeah,
but even though all four of them could become a big idea today, I may not feel like doing three of them. I may be froggy about one of them today. I may say, you know what? These other three are kind of boring to me. I want to do that one.
Absolutely. You figure about 1 in 10 would be the average of, quote, big idea. You know, that would, as you work through, you do all the due diligence, you make sure you're passionate about it, it makes sense mm-hmm. for your business model, all that. You're looking at maybe 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. When we do corporate ideation sessions, we'll generate 200 ideas, maybe 20 of those are very exciting. We'll do the due diligence, test them, bring them to groups, et cetera, et cetera. You know, of those, you'll get 8 that are really good. Then you look at the possibility of doing them, and quickly you get down to 2 or 3. And so you got to start with a lot of them And that way you're much less likely to invest in an idea that's no good because it's your only idea, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come back to this. I hate to sound like I'm beating this thing up. If it's not interesting to you, if you're not compelled to do it, you probably won't do it.
Well, and if you did it...
Don't you think it needs to be something that excites you, that makes you want to follow through and even fail at it?
Oh, my gosh. It's all about the passion because, as we know, this, you know, being an entrepreneur is rough. I mean, it's tough. Everybody says no all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have the passion, forget it. I'm like, don't start. You got to be passionate about it because there are plenty of people that are going to be, you know, putting up roadblocks at every step of the way.
So what's the next step?
So once you have all these ideas, then you want to start checking them out. And you can do, there's a technique in the book called the billboard technique. It's kind of building an elevator speech, if you
mm-hmm.
will, for this idea. And then you want to go out and talk to people. And if anyone in the audience is saying, boy, you know, I'm not going to share my idea, forget it.
See if the dogs will eat the dog food.
You got to bring it out. And you can make, you know, make lousy prototypes. If it's a
mm-hmm.
physical thing, make lousy prototypes. Why? Because if it's too finished, people will be much
mm-hmm.
less likely to give you honest feedback.
Yeah.
And so you got to have lousy prototypes, ugly, cardboard,
right.
duct tape, you know.
I like it.
And then people will be happy to tell you what's wrong with it. And
yeah.
that's where you learn.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, I got to wrap it up. One more time on the website, please.
Yeah, so it's www.growth-engine.com.
Say the new book.
The book is 21 Days to a Big Idea by Diversion Publishing.
All right. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Brian Matamor, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassing. Hey, whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.